Today is April 26, 2010, and my name is Robert Lee Camp. You're listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. How's your day been so far? Monday, back in action. Monday is always a day of a lot of phone calls for us. Just a lot, usually. Hope your day's been good. We have a really nice show planned tonight. A nice topic, a couple of announcements. For those of you who are new, this is a show all about your destiny. I am the author of several books on an ancient system where every day of the year is a card in the deck. And this card is very, very good. It's very, very specific about pinpointing key traits within you, key personality and spiritual traits that can help you to understand and accept yourself. That's the number one benefit of this system, to understand and accept so that you can embrace yourself and have a better life. So every day of the year is a card, and your card, it's like, what's your card? It's like, you're such a card. That's what we're talking about here. Okay? So I have a little topic at the beginning of the show, and then around 7:15 Pacific time, we open up our phone lines and allow people to call in and ask questions about their personal situation. Now, I do this so that you can see for yourself that you can actually do these readings yourself, okay? You can actually do them yourself. What I'm doing, of course, I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm a little more experienced, but we have tons of people who are in our group, the Magi Fellowship, and other people that aren't, who are really good at this, and it doesn't take that long. Really, I think a person can become a master of the system in a year, and you could do exactly as I am doing up here on this show. I really believe that, especially with the resources that are available now. There's no reason why anybody can't master it. It's not that complicated. It's easy to learn if you follow the steps, and it's extremely useful because you can use it the rest of your life. I've been using it now for, 21 years. Actually, a little bit longer than that, 22 years. And it's been my companion. It's a spiritual companion. People born today, April 26th, are the Eight of Clubs card. And the ruler is a Four of Spades. Interesting combination. Eight of Clubs, hardworking, and Four of Spades is too. So these people are, whatever they do, they probably work hard at it. They're not lazy, and they'll do whatever it takes to get it done. We are in Taurus territory right now. And by the way, Mercury's in Taurus and it's retrograde right now, and it's squaring Mars right now. So if you've had some communication problems in your life the last 4 or 5 days, Mercury's is at cause there. And it's going to be, I have to go back and look, but it's going to be retrograde for at least in one more week, I think, about another week. So expect challenges, and just be prepared to deal with it. You know, I'm prepared. It's like, I don't really look at Mercury. Some people are so afraid of Mercury retrograde, they won't do anything with Mercury retrograde. I don't look at it that way at all. I'm just aware of it, but I just do what I got to do to handle whatever comes up. I happen to have pretty good karma, though, in the area of communications, because in my natal chart, Jupiter, the planet Jupiter, is in the sign of Gemini. So seems like Mercury retrogrades don't usually affect me as much, but sometimes they do. And some of the Mercury retrogrades won't affect you at all. And this one may not affect you. It may affect somebody you know, but it may not affect you. But you can expect, you know, the possibility of miscommunications, lost things in the mail, trouble while traveling, in a car, misdirections, things along these lines. All the things ruled by Mercury. Okay? Something to be aware of. But people born today are very strong-willed, very strong-minded, and they can be very successful. Carol Burnett, the comedian, was born today. I didn't know that. Nice to know she's a Eight of Clubs. Let's see, who else do we have here? T-Boz. I think T-Boz is a rapper. Yeah. We have Jet Li. I'm not surprised that he's a Eight of Clubs, Four of Spades. People, men especially, who have a four as a ruling card or birth card often have a very round head. And you look at Jet Li and you see that round head, but he has that intensity of that eight, too. It's a perfect card for what he does and how he is in the movies. Who else do we have here? We have Gary Wright, musician. I forget who he is, what band he's in. And Roger Taylor of Duran Duran. Joan Chen, actress. Oh, she's beautiful. Marianne Jean-Baptiste, country singer Joe Cavieri of Yankee Gray, and rapper, I already mentioned him, T-Boz. Jay DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts. Jose Pasillas of Incubus. Tom Welling, actor, actress Jordana Brewster, and Channing Tatum. He also has a round head. There you have it, all the people born today. Hardworking, and yet the Four of Spades can be somebody who actually worries about money a lot. It's very interesting. Very interesting. So, a lot of my listeners are what I would call loyal listeners. Some of you have probably known me for more than 10 years, some of you listening tonight. And a lot of you, I think, I'm pretty sure, a lot of you are doing readings professionally. Or thinking of doing readings professionally. And I have written a new book and have a new course on my new website that is specifically for doing readings. Not just doing regular readings, but doing transformational readings. It's called The Art of Transformational Readings. And it's a very in-depth, it's actually the most advanced course I've ever offered on the science of the cards. Because it really takes all the knowledge of the cards to a much deeper level where we really get to know the inner workings of each person and the causes of the patterns that show up in their life. You know, you can say, well, Three of Diamonds people look like this and they have lives like this, but there's an underlying cause for that. And that's what we talk about in this course, along with the whole thing about how to do a reading, really amazing reading for somebody, from the ground up, from the very first conversation you have with the client till after the reading is over, what to do and what to say. This course is only available on my new website, which is E, the letter E, and the word Seven Thunders, not the word, but the number seven and the word thunders, e7thunders.com. It's like Seven Thunders, but with an E in front of it. You have to have some requirements to take this course. It's an 11-part course with three-day space in between the lessons. You have to really be versed in the intermediate and advanced levels before you take this. But I know a lot of you are, because when I ask a contest question, you guys answer it so quickly, it amazes me. So I know a lot of you out there are qualified for this. If you have any desire to really learn how to do readings that are transformational for your client, for people, this is the course for you, and it's available now. By the way this works, and some people, a lot of people ask me, is that the course is available to you for a year, all 11 lessons, but you only get one lesson at a time every 3 days until you've gotten all 11 lessons, and then you have access to all of them. And there's audio and video. Audio, video, and there's a book, a new book that I've written that goes with it. So if you're interested, go there and look under the courses, and you'll see it, and feel free to sign up. Okay, our topic tonight is about the cards, in a way, and about astrology and numerology and any of the other sacred sciences. And, you know, this is why I'm here. I mean, this is what I've been doing for the last 20 years. Obviously, it's important to me. It's important to a lot of you listening tonight. The information that can be derived from the esoteric sciences, the sciences that pertain to who we are and as a person in our life on a sort of a spiritual basis, a spiritual level, the life that we're living, why we're here, what's our big challenge, what's the reason we're here, what are our gifts, what's our karma in this lifetime. This is what these sacred sciences can reveal to this to us. And, you know, it's not like they reveal something in a way. They just confirm it. You've already experienced it. If it's truly a sacred science, and if the person delivering the information really knows what they're doing, it won't be something that's completely foreign to you. It'll be something that you resonate with. Now, it could be something that surprises you. You know, I've had a lot of clients who I tell them something that they always knew but never thought about. And for that reason, it can be surprising. And yet, sometimes the key is there that can unlock the door for them to have a life that they really want. And that's what this system is all about. But it's important that you not give your power away to this system or any other system. You know, I have people who call me who are really worried, or email me, who are really worried because they see bad cards. And, you know, other people who see really good cards and they're hoping that the cards will resolve a situation for them that they refuse to face. But it's not really going to happen. The science of the cards is for those who want to help themselves and who are willing to use the system for self-knowledge, but not allow the system to make choices for them. This is not about making choices for you. It's about giving you information that can help you make the choices that you need to make in your life. That's the real purpose of these systems. So you see really negative cards coming, and you think, the best way to think is, I know every card has a good side. What's the good side of this card? And how can I manifest that? Or is there a change I need to make in myself that has to happen? I spoke with somebody earlier today whose father and brother died in the space of 3 months, 2 months, one after the other, first the father, then the brother. And I looked in her cards, and she had an Ace of Spades displacement. Well, she didn't know the cards, so I shared with her a little bit. I said, this was the year that you were meant to really let go and have a change in your life. And these people dying in your life were just more or less a part of that change. But it was much bigger than just their deaths. Those are just signals. Those are just sort of happenings on the external level. So, yeah, looking at these cards that you have, you could be really afraid by an Ace of Spades. You could say, oh, somebody's going to die. Well, that may happen since we all do die eventually. I mean, how many of you listening tonight haven't even accepted the fact that you're going to die? I've met people who don't want to accept that. But still, it's the truth. It's really what's going to happen. We're all going to die. My father, by the way, I just found out yesterday that he had a stroke. He's 77 years old. And, you know, it's a life-threatening situation. And for the first time in my life, I'm really looking at the possibility of him dying. My mother's still alive. And when somebody dies around us, we really get to get in touch with our own mortality. I think more than anything, it reminds us of our own mortality. So when you have a card like a Nine of Spades or an Ace of Spades, you may have a death in your life. Somebody will die. And part of you will go through a transformation. So the proper use of spiritual knowledge is for self-awareness, self-understanding. And the ultimate goal, if there is one, would be for you to take more responsibility in your life, to be more of who you are, and to step into your life in a much bigger way. That would be like the most ideal possible situation, using spiritual knowledge as your guide. Don't let the cards tell you what to do, and don't be afraid, and don't be so attached that you're looking at your cards every single day to see how your life's going to be. That's hell. That's one version of hell, I should say. And I've, you know, I'm saying this, I'm guilty of it myself. I've been there before. I used to read this one astrology column every single day to find out how my day was going to be instead of living my life and just allowing that to be sort of a helpful guide. Okay? So this is the proper use and the most benefit that we can get from spiritual knowledge. All right? Okay, we're going to take a break now. And on this break, I'm going to play a song I haven't played very often. It's one I composed about a year ago. It's a kind of a mellow piece. It's called Peace-Filled Day. I'll be right back after this song, and we'll be taking your calls. And that was Peace-Filled Day. I hope that was brought a little peace. Kind of mellowed me out a little bit, if you liked it. Okay, we're going to open up our line now for phone calls. Our first caller is, let's see, her name is Kelly from Pittsburgh, August 14th, 1979. Are you there, Kelly?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I do want to start off, I'm sorry to hear about your dad. So I do wish him a fast recovery. I know it's not an easy thing to go through, so your thoughts are with me.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Kind of interesting, your topic that you were talking about tonight and some of the examples you were giving, the Ace of Spades. Actually, right now I'm in my Saturn, but I was looking at my spread for the next year last night, and I was just kind of looking ahead, just kind of seeing an overview, and a few things had popped up. I guess I have a couple of questions, very simple ones. I am obviously the Queen of Clubs, and I guess my question would be, I am a manager at my workplace, and so I do consider the King of Clubs as one of my personality cards. And I was looking at the Venus period, and I see an Ace of Spades with the Nine of Hearts, which kind of, you know, kind of like, that's interesting. But being that I am a Leo, and my birth card's the Queen of Clubs, and my planet ruling card is the Queen of Clubs, and one of my personality cards is the Queen of Clubs, how much significance does that King of Clubs actually hold, since basically everything else is the Queen of Clubs?
Okay, that's a good question. By the way, is your radio turned off? Make sure the radio is turned off.
It is.
Okay, good. First of all, I wouldn't use the king because even though you're a manager, see, queens can lead just like kings can.
Okay.
Queens can lead just like kings. They just do it in a different way, but they both are leaders. So you don't need to look. You only have one spread, I hate to tell you.
I know.
You only have I'd like to give you some extra ones, but you don't really have them. And that's all you need to look at. And in that spread, you have no Ace of Spades.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Yes. Okay. But you're in Saturn now. How's that going for you?
You know, it's a little bit challenging, but I got a Three of Hearts right now in there. But, you know, I try to make the most of it, keep myself busy, and,
try to find
the positive in everything.
I was gonna comment on your cards right now, if you don't mind.
Oh, please do.
Well, the significant thing about the Three of Hearts for you is not just that it's the Three of Hearts, but it also happens to be your first karma card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what it is you have right now, you have one of the cards that represents one of the biggest challenges for you in life itself as your card in Saturn. So that's got to be very hard. That's going to be pretty difficult. I would imagine every Queen of Clubs at your age went through a very difficult time right about now on a relationship emotional basis.
Yes.
Not a work.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. So, you know, you're learning something in this period about your own uncertainty. See, you're getting a chance to see, on some level, the result of the uncertainty that you always have concerning love. You follow me?
Yes.
So I wish you well with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's not always a bad thing because you learn.
No, it's not bad. It's actually a really good thing. It just doesn't feel good at the time. You know, it feels terrible at the time. But out of that, we gain the maturity to someday have a really great relationship. And I know that you will have that someday yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Very
well, thanks.
Much.
Thanks for being
it.
My guest, Kelly. It's great having you on the show.
Thank you. I enjoy your show, Robert. Take care.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and now we go from the Queen of Clubs to a Queen of Diamonds. Born the same year, February 13th, 1979, we have Diane from New York. Are you there, Diane?
Yes, I am. I am so pleased to finally be able to reach you, and I wish for your father to get better. I'm kind of rambling right now, but I'm just happy to get you on the line.
Well, welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
Thank you. I'm calling because I'm curious as to what are ideal days to start a business.
Okay, that's a good question. I've actually talked about that on the show before, but I'll give you a quick rundown, okay?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm listening.
So I'm going to give you a list of cards that have the best money karma. Okay? And so you want to pick a day that's that the birth card is this card's, okay? You follow me?
Okay. Yes.
So you want to pick a day that the birth card is the cards I'm going to give you. So first one is the Six of Clubs because it has a native diamonds in Jupiter. The Five of Clubs also has a Seven of Diamonds in Jupiter.
Okay.
These are really good money cards. The Eight of Clubs has a Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter. And then in addition to that, I would definitely pick the King of Diamonds as a day. Okay? Those
Thank
are,
you
and
so
if
much.
You, I'm sure you can find days that have those cards on any month.
Exactly.
You know?
Thank you. I was curious. I'm sorry. I was just going to say I was curious what the best money days were, and I was. I know Mercury is retrograde, and even though you said not to be so confined, I was listening to your show just a little bit earlier. I still like to just kind of position myself for something ideal.
Well, I mean, you can wait till Mercury goes direct if you want. It's fine with me. It's not going to hurt to wait, so do it. You know.
You have to
use your own judgment. You're a Queen of Diamonds, and you're the one ultimately responsible for your business success. So the decision always falls on your lap.
You're right. Thank you so much.
And you'll do well. You'll do well because you're a double diamond. Okay.
And this year, for my Queen of Diamonds, this planetary, I don't know the exact term, but it's the Seven of Diamonds for the year. The long-range card is Seven
That's
of
true.
Diamonds.
That's true.
So I'm very
and
excited.
It's a Jupiter year for you as well. So it's a really good year for money. I hope you have great success.
Thank you. From one queen to another. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Diane. Have a great night.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was fun. Next up is Aaron, who's a Scorpio, November 3rd, 1958, from Southern California somewhere. Are you there, Aaron?
Hi, Robert. Yes, the Agoura Hills in Southern California.
Agoura Hills, okay.
Yes, that's near the San Fernando Valley, north of Los Angeles.
I believe you. I don't get down there much, so I don't really know the area that well, but, you know, there's a lot of towns down there, so.
Oh, okay, great.
So, well, four diamonds, six of clubs, and king of spades. What can we do for you tonight?
What did that mean, that last part?
Those were all
the
your cards.
Six of clubs and the.
You're all those cards.
I'm all those cards, okay.
You are.
Well, my situation is this. I'm going through a lot of changes where I feel like the whole foundation of my sense of security and my sense of what I connect with spiritually is like a hat being thrown into the air. And in one sense that it feels good that I feel like I can wipe the slate clean and reinvent myself. On the other hand, it's scary as you know what. So
can you tell me what has happened? Like, give me something specific.
There have been changes in my personal life, and also my daughter has turned 13, and you know she's ready for changes. There hasn't been a relationship in my life in a while. My work, which has allowed me to be a stay-at-home mom and work at home, you know, was good for a while. But I also want to buy a home. And so I'm going to have to ramp up the income. And I feel if I'm going to work that hard, I certainly want it to be something I really love. So I've been able to sort of shove that off to the side while I was a mom as my primary priority. But now, because I want to push my life forward, I want to really do what I love. I just haven't quite figured out, you know, if this is the right time to do that or
sure.
If you have a clue as to what directions those could be given my cards.
Okay, so the thing, you know, the first thing that is always good to look at is look at your birth card and get to know your birth card as much as you can,
mm-hmm.
because the pattern that we're born under often dictates most of our choices in life, see?
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed that my cards are mostly on the Neptune line, which I'm not loving. So maybe I need to embrace that first.
You're not digging it, huh?
Well, I mean,
and yet you're stuck with it.
And yet I am.
Yeah. Yes. You have it either way. Yes. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of idealism in the Four of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Neptune Venus card. So a lot of that idealism is transferred into relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And the Four of Diamonds people have a very high expectations in love, and then they get really, really hurt when it doesn't turn out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Those who fly the highest fall the farthest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
without
they look
even
for something really
getting
special.
Off the ground.
Yeah. So a lot of Four of Diamonds, they'll say, well, heck with that. I'm just not going to do that anymore. That just doesn't work out too well for me.
Well, then how do I overcome those stumbling blocks? Because, you know, I'm at a point in my life where whatever those things are, I want to overcome them. I'm feeling a surge as if I do it now or I'm not going to.
So, you know, this. I'm glad you're feeling this because you're coming up to the most important year of your entire life. Age 52 is the year that we all make really the decisions about how the rest of our life is going to be.
Well, that is pretty much the feeling, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you must be pretty in tune with yourself, and because I can tell the way you talk that you already sense this. It's like you're getting ready for it, you know. That's good.
It's a combination of excitement and yet loss, scariness at the same time. It's a very odd feeling.
You know, the only people that really aren't afraid are people that are in some situation that's like close to prison.
Hmm.
You know, because prison is very safe. It's very predictable.
Right.
And if a person is really safe, they feel like they're in prison.
Mm-hmm.
See? And people who are free, there's always a bit of uncertainty there, which is very helpful.
So how do I make friends with my Neptune line, the uncertainty of that, and yet the number four's need for this security?
Well, the highest expression of Neptune is to commit oneself to service to others in a big way.
I feel that, actually. I didn't know to put my finger on that, but that's exactly how I feel. I feel like I have something large to give.
Yeah. So, you know, if you hold that image of that to what extent you can visualize it, that's the place to start, you know, and be asking, like ask the universe to reveal to you what would be the best format for that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Do you see writing in any of my cards? There's been this, maybe because of this intensity of feeling, it's maybe forced it through this channel of writing. I've been writing a lot and being able to be very productive and fairly astute where a given topic was, you know, being able to mm-hmm. ferret through things fairly quickly.
Well, the tools that I have don't specify that sort of thing so much for you, not at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have some things I want to share with you about this coming period, like next year and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, as I mentioned, it's the most important year of life. And it's the year that we decide just how good life can actually be for us.
Mm.
Because we are always our own worst enemies. I mean, we're the ones that put the restrictions on our happiness and our prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones that do that. So if you can imagine that you're going to have this year, it's a blessed year next year. Your birthday. It starts on your birthday. Imagine that all these wonderful things are just going to happen to you, and the only question is going to be, how much of it can you really let come in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's
right.
The theme. That's what we're talking about here.
So the more I allow myself during this time, the better it'll be for the rest of the future.
That's right. It's setting the stage for the whole rest of your life. So to ask yourself, you know, be asking yourself, how do I hold myself back and why? And where?
Mm-hmm.
You know, start looking at that between now and your birthday.
Okay.
And when I look at your cards for next year, see, the age 52 spread is very significant. If you have my book, you should be studying that, looking it over really carefully. Because that it's like a key year that sort of like marks issues that have been with us our whole life.
Right.
It's that kind of a year. So look at this. You have so many nines next year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let go. You have to let go of everything if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hold on. You just can't hold on to anything. I mean, with all those nines, you have to be, I would be saying to God, take it all away. Everything.
Mm.
Flush the
toilet.
And
be open and trust.
And be open and trust. Go step into the void, because stepping into a nine means that you don't know what's going to happen, but you're just going to let go and see what happens.
And make room for what is to be.
Yeah, and it's going to be fine. You have to go with the flow. It's a cycle. It's
right.
Necessary. It has to happen. It has to happen in order to move to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Well, that makes sense to me. It does. I guess maybe my fears are in advance of the situation, but maybe by the time that my birthday happens, then it'll all be gone. You know, I'll be ready to just then, you know, let go, as you said.
Yeah, well, just be thinking about it between now and then and just asking yourself, well, what things do I need to let go of? What am I holding on to in my life that's not really good for me anymore?
Mm-hmm.
What am I holding on to that's not helping me or the people around me?
Right.
Because, you know, your birthday is known to be super controlling, okay?
But in it being November 3rd?
Yes.
Or, uh-huh.
Yes, yes. Well, not just that you're a Scorpio, because Scorpios are controlling already, but your cards also, the cards, the Six of Clubs, the King of Spades, the Four of Diamonds. These are all like, it's control because of fear, of insecurity, okay?
Mm.
So imagine just not being that way anymore and letting go. Letting things go and letting things be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your life could be completely different, see?
Right, right.
Okay.
Well, that's definitely very helpful. I think that'll be the bridge to making friends with my Neptune, is just having that leap of faith and let the letting go. That's the way to translate it into something more positive that I can.
Yeah, Neptune can actually be really good. Everything is good, just not in too much of something, you know. But
right.
Everything has a good expression. And
mm-hmm.
Neptune is about letting go, by the way. Letting go of one's own personal for the benefit of others. That's the message.
Right. Well, that's good, because my birth planets, I have a lot of conjunctions to Neptune and Venus and Jupiter, so it sounds very much in sync with what you're telling me on the cards.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have a great year, so thank you for being my guest tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Robert. I really do appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
And take care, and with you and your father as well.
Thanks. I appreciate you saying that, too.
Sure. You take care. Thank you.
And with that, and that's this theme seems to be strong tonight, transitions. I'm going to play this song that I wrote called Transitions. So as we take a short break, and we'll come back and take your calls after the break. Be right back after Transitions. we're all in transition lately of one form or another. Seems to be an acceleration of that kind of energy lately. Okay. I want to just take a moment before we take our next call just to thank, I want to just express my gratitude for BBS Radio allowing me to have this show. Don and Doug and Seth, this has just been such a blessing for me, and I hope you guys appreciate it too. Because the beauty of this is that we're able to interact in this way. I just am extremely grateful for this opportunity. So just want to say that. Next caller is Valentina from Los Angeles, whose birthday is 12/29/1974. Very rare birthday, two of hearts. Are you there, Valentina?
I'm here, Robert. Hi.
Hi, it's nice to hear from you.
It's really great to hear your voice again. I have a question. You were talking lots about transition this night. I want to talk about love.
Well, you're a two of hearts. I guess you're the card of love. So what do you want to know that I can't? What can I tell you that you don't already know?
Oh, you know a lot, and I really, really appreciate, you know, for your knowledge, and it's really kind of the way you share with people who are interested in cards, and just amazing to me how generous you are and honest. It's really great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Valentina. So what's going on?
So love is in my mind, and I recently met someone with very interesting birthday, seven diamonds and jack of hearts, October 2nd.
Okay.
And I never met anyone with these cards, and when I begin to look at that, I mean, it's really weird because my card, the two of hearts, is, first of all, it's in his Saturn and Mars.
That's
in
true.
In the light spread. Mm-hmm. And I would love to hear a little bit interpretation on that. And also, I just noticed that Two of Hearts, it repeats like every other year on his Mars and Saturn mm-hmm. as well. So, and plus, long range. I believe it's like every 13 years or something. Yeah, I believe like every 13 years, Two of Hearts appears in the long range.
Yes, that's true.
It seems to be like, you know, my card is pretty significant, so I would love to hear your interpretation, but, you know, like, his card doesn't really show, it's not in my spreads. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're both in that Venus line, you know, and both of his cards are in the Venus line. Your Two of Hearts is in the Venus line, and your Two of Diamonds is not, but you're in the same line and you have a lot of connections with him. I'm sure he's highly attracted to you because of the Mars connection that's there. You know, and you have a Jack of Hearts result card this year, which you have every other year. Did you notice that?
I actually know. I mean, just I noticed that it's as a result, but I did notice that it goes every other year.
So, you know, even though... So he does show up in your cards as well. And you two, like, you're part of that special family that we can't figure out that always end up together in some way. So I think this could be a significant relationship for you. But it's, of course, always your choice. It's always your choice. You understand?
I do.
It looks pretty strong, though. I mean, the potential is definitely there. But, of course, if you say no, nothing will happen, right? Are you there?
And yeah, I'm here. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, and is it like only Seven of Clubs has this position, Two of Hearts repeatedly comes like every other year, or...?
All of the fixed and semi-fixed cards, except for the Eight of Clubs, all the other six of them have very interesting repeating patterns. Even the King of Spades has a repeating pattern. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's the nature. That's part of what it means to be one of those cards, is that you're born, like, it's part of being fixed, that you have the same cards over and over again, frequently. You follow me?
Yeah.
That's part of the reason that all these cards are so stubborn. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad, and it's not good. It's just what it is. See? Does that make sense?
Yeah. A stubborn, you mean like a part of the personality of cards?
They have very strong wills, all of these cards. All the fixed and semi-fixed cards have strong will. Nobody makes them do anything. They don't do anything unless they want to do it.
I can't understand that.
I'm glad that you see that in yourself, because sometimes people can't even see that in themselves. You know, they think, oh no, I'm not stubborn. Everybody else is stubborn, not me. So I'm glad you can see that, Valentina.
Thank you. And can you say a little bit more, something about people, Seven of Diamonds and Jack of Hearts?
Well, they're very devoted to their families. Once they love somebody, they'll do anything for them. But they do seem to think like they live outside of the law. Like, they get married and they really are devoted, but on the other hand, they feel like all the rules pertaining to marriage and relationships don't really apply to them. So they'll often do very strange things. They can be very strange, you know, they can be very strange people. But if they love you, they love you, and their love is forever. It's very strong. My sister is a Jack of Hearts. She married two different men who were Seven of Diamonds. Okay? And Seven of Diamonds, both of them were, they'd never wanted to break up, but they did really weird stuff. So what can you say? You know, she divorced them because it got to be too weird. But, you know, they're not all the same. I can't say that this guy is going to be like that. But, you know, just something to watch, just something to be aware of. George Carlin was a Seven of Diamonds and a Jack of Hearts. Those were his cards. He was a fantastic, successful comedian, you know? So, all right, Valentina?
I guess I will find out. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, I think you are going to find out, and I think it's a good thing.
Thank you.
Good luck with that, and keep in touch. Let us know how it's going, okay?
Certainly.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah, look in your cards, Valentine. You got a Queen of Hearts right now in Mars and a King of Hearts. Well, if you don't, if you're not having a lover right now, nothing will ever make it happen. Okay, next up is a lady calling from New Mexico. Her name is Brenda, born February the 3rd, 1951. Are you there, Brenda?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Hi.
Thank you.
What brings you to our show?
My question is, I called you maybe about a year and a half ago. I was contemplating moving, and I have since moved, and the last 12 months have been really, really hard, and I just wondered when the end was in sight.
When the end of things being hard was in sight?
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, what kind of things are hard? What's hard?
Well, I moved to a new, you know, I moved a great distance to a new locale, and financially it's been a hardship. I don't know. I wanted to move, and I'm glad I'm here, but things have just been really, I think, harder.
Uh-huh. So you're not being as successful there financially as you were somewhere else?
I don't feel as successful. No, definitely not successful financially. Romantically, I have had a relationship, which, you know, that was fine. But it's just I don't know if it's just the time in my life or, you know, what's going on. But this has been a really, you know, out of the last decade, this has been the hardest year, I think.
Okay, well, so you say you do have a relationship or not?
I did. I just kind of completed it a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, it was a good feeling to do that.
Was that the reason you moved there, one of the reasons?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. What is that clicking noise? Are you hitting your phone or something? I hear a...
No. No.
Oh, well, okay, okay. Maybe it's the station. I just was checking with you to see if you were doing that. Okay. Well, I don't know. Did you do any astrocartography on the place before you moved there to see what your influences were?
I did. And
what
was a good place for me to be.
And what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said it is a good place for me to be.
Well, what are the influences there?
Chiron.
Uh huh.
I didn't do this. I mean, I had somebody do it for me, but it's a good place for me to be. I don't think I feel really connected to it yet.
Okay.
You know, it's just a whole different, whole different vibe than where I'd been living.
Okay. Well, I would say the Chiron line is very good, and it usually opens up new pathways to the future.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were in your position, I would hang in there a bit with
it. Okay.
And this should be a much different year. It should be a much better year this year.
Okay.
Because, number one, it's a Jupiter year for you. And you have a King of Hearts, and you have fives. So there is a lover, another lover, looking for you right now. Okay?
Okay.
And then there's the possibility of you moving again. And if it shows up, I would be open to it if I were you.
Okay.
Because the influences for that are favorable. So you want to always go where the good is, you want to be, you want to be willing, you don't have anything tying you down anywhere, so you could actually go anywhere, right?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you get the message from the universe, hey, let's just say, for example, you met somebody and he said, hey, let's move to some other state or something or some other place where it's going to be really nice. You should be ready to go.
I would do that in a heartbeat, yeah.
Okay, well, then you have the right attitude. With that attitude, everything should go well, and it really shouldn't take too long, actually.
Okay.
Have you seen any opportunities to travel lately, or are you planning to travel in the next month?
No, not till July.
Not till July, okay. Well, that'll be good. That'll be a good trip, too. I'm not exactly sure when this guy's going to show up, but he's going to show up somewhere soon.
Okay.
Anywhere, actually. So be open to that. I mean, you just ended one, and you know that wasn't exactly what you wanted, so be open to something better showing up.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Well, it's great having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being my guest tonight, Brenda.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, our next guest, let's see, is Elizabeth, and she is from Los Angeles, and her birthday is June 23rd, 1973. Are you there, Elizabeth?
Hi, yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm just having a tough time in every area, as sort of predicted for this year. So I guess I'm not doing that well with finding the spiritual in it. I'm just feeling really down and had a brief I haven't had success in love in, 15 years, to be honest, and had a relationship I really cared about that ended in December that was with a Five of Clubs. And I'm having a hard time getting over it and having a hard time making any progress at all in my life as far as job and taking care of myself. It just kind of seems like everything I do doesn't work. So I've gotten really down and to a point where I don't want to try anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that can happen. I was hearing, I forget who it was exactly, but recently I heard about somebody who was really depressed. And I think my wife told me about it, somebody that she was talking to. And I thought, how that can happen is if we have a series of events that all seem to go wrong, one after the other, we can begin to believe that there's something really wrong with us.
Yeah.
And that can lead to sort of a sense of real melancholy and sadness and depression because we don't feel like there's anything we can do about it, you know? Do you follow
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, you know, the real big challenge for you, because you're a seven of clubs, is always to maintain a positive way of thinking about whatever's happening. Are you aware of this?
Yes.
Okay. So, in spite of what's happening, you have to look at it because really a lot of it is really your interpretation of it. You see? It's the interpretation is what is making you feel the way you feel. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I mean, that's your lifetime thing. You know, on one hand, you're very inspired. You're an inspired thinker. On the other hand, you can really look at things from a very negative perspective, and you can become very down in the process. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, you're very mental because you're a club. But you have to sort of get a little bit of distance between you and your mind and realize that that's not really who you are. See?
Right.
Now, this year is not such a bad year that I can see. I think there's actually some good, really good things to come. It's almost over anyway. So you know, what could be? You're out of the Saturn period since March 11th. And next year, as I mentioned to the last person, is a Jupiter year for you. Another person with a Jupiter year next year, which is starting really soon in June. Okay? Oh, let's
okay.
see. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little mixed up here. Give me a second. Okay, I take that back. It's not a Jupiter year. I don't know how
I got that.
I don't know how I got that. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Yeah, okay. Jack of Spades this year. Oh, yeah, I can see. I can see, yeah. Yeah, you had the sacrifice card this year. I think that had a lot to do with what happened to you. So this year you're going to a Mars year, but you have a Ten of Hearts long range. So be looking forward to being very, very social. And look for opportunities to travel because there's going to be really good things happen through travel this coming year. Okay?
Okay.
Changes. And what you need to do is anytime you get invited out to a social event or you see an opportunity to attend a social event like a conference or a workshop or a church or a dance or anything, you just go. And watch
okay.
what happens. You'll find that you'll find that it's like, wow, this was a lot of fun. Why wasn't I doing this before?
Cool.
Now, what kind of work do you do?
I'm in the film industry. I made a movie, and I've been trying to sell it. And at this point, I'm just selling it online individually to people.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's a tough business, you know. Because you spend a lot of time waiting for something to happen. That would drive me crazy.
It does. I've had a ton of accolades, but, you know, there's no money in the bank and no future jobs. So it's just been a really rough year because it just seems like nothing's going my way. I don't know. And then when I just look over my life, I don't know. I know I'm supposed to keep a positive attitude. It just... you know, love is something I really thought I was going to have, and it seems really far away, like maybe nothing I will ever have.
Oh, you are going to have love, trust me. And you're going to get married, okay?
Oh.
And it's going to be happy, trust me. This is all going to happen. You're still actually a little young, and some people are late bloomers, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's true, you know. I mean, I didn't find the love of my life till I was 52.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, you won't have to wait that long.
Oh, well, that's good.
So that's all going to happen. Don't be too concerned about it. What I think would be good for you just to get really clear about, you know, if you can, see if you can connect with yourself so that you really know what it is you really, really want in your life, you know? Like, yeah. What's really, really important to you? Because I think you have a lot of things going in different directions. Like, part of you wants to be married. Maybe you want to be a mother, but you also want a career. You know, it's like, it would be good if you knew more specifically what's really the most important to you.
Yes. Okay. That makes complete sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, it's been great talking to you, Elizabeth. I'm going to let you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good night. Okay, we're going to squeeze in one last call really quick just because he's been waiting so long. His name is Roger. He's a Scorpio, November 18th, 1960. Are you there, Roger?
Yes, I am, Robert. Thank you for taking my call.
We won't have much time, so let's get to it as quick as we can. What can I do for you?
Okay, I'm new to your system, and I haven't read a lot, but I know that I'm a two of clubs, and I'm in a Jupiter period. I don't know the card. Can you give me a little help in tell me what the highs and lows of the period will bring?
Well, this is a period for you of starting something new that will be financially successful, a change. Are you open for a change?
Absolutely.
Okay. So are you clear about what it is you want to have happen in your life, you know, in terms of your career?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, start thinking about that because it's not going to happen this year. But next year, you're going to really encounter that. But now, this year is the year to, right now in this period, is the time to make a new beginning, okay?
All right.
And this year, I mean, even this year. I mean, you're under some very, very good influences. You really are, okay? So
mm-hmm.
I would be, if I were you, I'd be thinking of, what is it I really want to have happen in my life? That's what I'd be
All
thinking
right.
about. Yeah. You're 49, right?
Right.
And this, you just began a new 7-year period, okay? And this mm-hmm. period is the period when the best things in life occur to most people.
Great.
So there's a lot of spades in this period for you, which means there's a lot to do.
And I feel busier. And
there's destiny to be revealed to you, okay, at the same time. I mean, this year alone, you've already felt it, right? Aren't you working like crazy?
I just have a whole lot of new hobbies, I can say that, and I have a lot of renewed interest in things.
Yeah. Well, I have the same card you have this year, the Ten of Spades, and I tell you, I just feel like accomplishing things more than ever, you know?
Right.
And
right.
I'm in that kind of mood, and it feels good. It feels good to, you know, to be getting things done and have some new things created in the process.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to let you go because we're out of time. But if you have any more questions, feel free to call back, Robert. Roger, I'm sorry. It's great having you on the show.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. Have a great night. Okay, we're done for the night, and we'll see you here next week at the top of the hour. We're going to play our Gayatri Mantra. Hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll see you here next week, same time. Good night, and have a wonderful week.
Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurva Svaha Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam